a city, it's not a kibbutz. It's not the kibbutz of all the Gdil Yisrael. So the Malve can for the Levi, but the Levi cannot for the Malve. So according to Ramban, it doesn't have to be Dafke Besavad. Now, the Rav Reb Dovid says no, that it has to be Dafke Besavad, the Malve can for the Levi to go to another city and have it in Torah there, only if it's a Besavad in another city, but not just before a Besen that is bigger than the Besen in this city. That not. That's a Rav Reb Dovid. Now, so according to the Ramban, so we understand that the Pshat and Gemara is very simple. So he said, Ze Beir Leach, Shnei Beir Leach, Va'afil Leiv Motzimak. So that means, if let's say the Malve chooses a Bezden in this city, so, and then the Leiv says, no, I don't want to litigate before the Bezden in this city. Because in another city, there are bigger ones. The Bezden in another city are bigger ones. So let us go there. So the Malve cannot force the Levi to have the matter litigated before the Bezden in this city, unless they agree upon a Bezden, upon three Dayonim in this city. Otherwise, he cannot force him. He cannot force him to that it should be litigated before the Bezden chosen. By this mouth. This is how the Ramban explains. According to Rav Reb Dovid, so the Gemara's kasha is, so we understand, according to Ramban, the Gemara's loshen, but you leave him what's a mark. So in other words, so the whole difficulty consisted in the fact that it's mashma from Boshna Mishne that even the Levi can demand that they should go to another city. But according to Rav Dovi, so the Malve himself couldn't force the Levi to go to another city to have the matter litigated before his bigger fest. Only the Malve could only force the Levi to go to the Bisabat, but not just to a bigger fest. So, but here the Rosh Nagmori implies the Gemara Moshe Vizeh Kishizeh Be'el Echot Shnei Be'el Echot. So the only difficulty is what we live in Motzimaki. But insofar as Malve is concerned, so it's all right. But the question is, even the Malve could only be cave him to go to Bisavad, and the Mishnah doesn't mention this. Mishnah certainly does not mention, I mean, about the Bisavad. The Mishnah doesn't mention about this a lot. So the Rav Reb Dovid explains it.
So how do you say that the Yisishor goes like Kut? He's your Kut. Elohim goes while Yichud Itnu. Now, so what's Mashma from this Gemara? From this Gemara, it's Mashma that Yichud Arayi is not New York's Yisad Arayi. And we learn it out from the posik of Yisishor Achicha Bina. Now, but still there is a machlokes of Hashem whether Yichud Arayis, not New York, is a Yisad Arayis or only a Yisad Rabbanon. The Miri says that it's only a Rabbanon. And that Roshe is an Asmach. Now the Goyen,
so Rav Reb Dovid explains as the Gemara as follows. Now here the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't have reference to the case according to the Havamin of the Gemara. That explanation in Zebir Le'echot is that if, let's say, that Eveya chose one Bezna, so, and the Nitva said, no, I don't want that this should be handled by the Bezna in the city. it should be handled by a bezin and not a city. No, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The havamin of Gemara was, Gemara Gemara was, kishzeh be'eri bezin echod, if the teveya chose one bezin, no one. Vizeh be'eri bezin echod. So then, the other, the nitva said, I don't want that the best you chose, the best of this city you chose, should handle this case. But I want another three dayonim in this city should handle this case. Now, so of course, here it has nothing to do with the shaila of Beis Avad, because here with the Mishnah doesn't deal with the case where, let's say, the Nitva demands that they should go to Beis Avad. Who is talking about Beis Avad? So the Chol HaPoch has according to Ramban that it's not Dafke Beis Avad, any bigger bezin. Some Mele can explain the Mishnah Zebir Le'achod, that if the Tebeya demands that it should be handled by bezin in the city, so then the Zebir Le'achod, and the Nitva says, no, let the matter be handled by three Rabbonim, three Dayonim in another city, who are bigger than them. So then he has that source. But according to so the Gemara's kasha was, why should the Levi have the schus to reject the bezin of this city? But according to Rav Reb David, so even the Teveya could not demand that the Levi should go to another city, only to Beis Avad, and the Mishnah doesn't have reference to the case where the Levi demands that they should go to the Beis Avad. So Rav Reb David says that the pshat in the Gemara is, here the Mishnah, according to Havamine, it's not that the Malve chose it built in this city. So it's not that the Levi said, let's go to another city. But the Levi said, no, I want this bez, other three Dayonim, in this city. Now, so according to the Gemara's explanation, the Levi, so then the Levi has the schus to say, you can't force me that I should appear before the Dintor, at the Dintor, before the three Dayonim you mentioned. Two, the three Dayonim are Lomdim. But there are other Lomdim in the city. Let the Dintor be handled by the other three Lomdim in the city, not by the three Lomdim that you mentioned. So then the Mishnah says, that he has that schus the lady, and it has to be handled by three dayonim to that are merutze to both zdonim. But so in other words, so we see from this Mishnah that the rights of the malve and the lady are the same. That even when the Malve demands that the Dintor should be handled by three Lomdim in the city, so the Levi can say, no, I want three other Lomdim in the city to handle the Dintor. That means that the rights of the Levi are the same, are on par with the rights of the Malve. But Rabbi Lezer says no. So too, Rabbi Lezer says no, it's in regard to Beis Avad. So there the Malve has the schus to force the Levi to go to the bezin of the Beis Avad, and the Levi does not have the schus to force the Malve to go to the bezin of the Beis Avad. But to a bigger bezin in another city, even the Malve doesn't have the schus. But here the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where the Levi demands that the Torah should be handled by a bezin in another city. Here the Mishnah has reference to the case where the Levi demands that the Torah should be handled by three other rabbonim, lomdim, of the same city. But if Rabbi Elazar had said, in regard to Beis Avad, that not only Malve can force the Levi to go to another city to Beis Avad, but the Levi can force the Malve to go to another city to Beis Avad, so then we would say that the schusim of the Malve and the Levi are the same. But since Rabbi Elazar says, in regard to another city, he says that the schusim of the Malve are superior to the schusim of the Levi. The Malve has the schus to force the Levi to go to another city to Beis Avad, but the Levi does not have have the schus to form the malve to go to another city in Beisavan. Why even live ish malve? So, by way of analogy, it follows that in regard to the same city, so according to Rav Lezer, the malve has the schus to reject the person of that city mentioned by the leve. But the leve should not have the schus to reject the best chosen by the Malve. So in Chaname here, we are not dealing with going to another city. If it's a question of going to another city, then even the Malve couldn't force the Leve to go to a bigger best in another city. The Malve could only force the Leve to go to another best, to the Bisabad in another city, but not just to a bigger best in another city. But here we're not dealing with another city. The Mishnah doesn't mention, the Havamin of the Gemara did not mention that city. Korekoma, Kishze Be'erle Beznecho, Vize Be'erle Beznechot, Beznechot, so not wait, if the Malve chooses a Bezn in this city, a Bezn of Lom. So the Leve can say, no, I don't want these three Lomdim to decide the case. I want three other Lomdim of this city to decide the case, who are the same kind of Lomdim. So he has a schus the way. And then the Malve cannot force the Leve that he should appear, that the matter should be litigated by the three Lomdim mentioned by him. So then the Leve can say, why dafke the three Lomdim mentioned by you? There are three other Lomdim in the city who are just as big as the three Lomdim you mentioned. Some melee, he can, so it can only be handled by Bezdin that is Merutze to both of them. So that means that the Leve has the same schus as the Malve. But from Rebbe Lezer we see that in regard to Beisavad in another city, the schus of the Leve is not the same as the schus of the Malve. The Malve can force the Leve to go to another city, to spend money on a trip to another city, and to be matriach himself to go to another city, in order to have the matter mitigated by the Bezdin of the Bisavad, but the Leve cannot force the Malve. Why? Because everything is Malve. So by way of analogy, it should follow that the Malve should be able to reject the best of this city chosen by the Leve, but the Leve should not be in a position to reject the best of three Lomdim chosen by the Malve. So it's by way of analogy to the Aloche of Bezabah. But here we are not dealing with the Bezdin in another city. This is how our Rabbi David explains.
Alright. Even if we know 100%
now,
that no one lo
ishanu echod omar nitin kam ve echod omar nilach u'bizavad kifin neisi ve'ilach u'bizavad. Now, from the Lashon of Rashi, it's not a Raya Brua, it's much more like a Rav Reb Dovid. Not like the Ramban. According to Ramban, it's not. The Ramban doesn't emphasize Beisavad, any bigger Bezdin. Beisavad, there is only one place of a Beisavad, but a bigger Bezdin, I mean, you can have in it can have a thousand cities where you have a bigger Bezdin than in the city in question.
Even to visit,
but Rashi emphasizes this Bezdin, so it's mashma that he agrees with the shite of Arab,
to save Jews from
with the shite of Arab Reb Dovid. Now, but the Rav Reb Dovid also agrees. If he says the Rav Reb Dovid says, if it is a good ador,
it's considered.
So then it's like
you paid attention to
like a Bezdin.
So that is the now. That's what the Torah says. We see
the other city.
Will we see
Shemayim? The Rish Bezdin is a good ador.
Even though,
so then it's like Bezdin. And even though you don't have a kibbutz of all the Chachmei Yisrael,
unless you do
the way you had with Bezdin
of a club, then it's a
all right. So the machlekes between the Ramban, the machlekes between the Ramban and the And the Rav Reb David is whether the Malbe can force the Leve to go to another city
just for the purpose of
so that the bigger Bezdin in another city, Bezdin that is just a little bigger than the Bezdin in this city, should handle the case. So according to the Rav Reb David, he can only force the Leve to go to another city if there in the other city there is a Shabbat. But to force him to litigate, to go to another city, to have the matter litigated before a bigger base in that now. And according to Ramban, if there is just a bigger base, the Malbe can force the Leve. Now, that's one machlekes. Then there is another machlekes. What does it mean when Rav Lezer distinguishes between Malbe and Leve? Malbe and Leve. Why Eved Leve Lishmal? So there are three shittes. Does it mean only Malbe because of Eved Leve Lishmal? But let's say a Teveya who is not Imal.
How we translate it?
Let's say in Nizek in Erbil, the Teveya is the Mal will lend money to the Nifra. So then there is Eved Leve Lishmal. But if he's not a Malve, he's a plaintiff, he has a complaint.
Because, in other words,
he doesn't have the schus to force the Nifra to go to another city. Or it means anything. So there are three shittes. One shitte is, and I think the Rishabam mentions all the three shittes. One shitta is that it means only the Malve, but let's say another Teveya, not the Malve, let's say in Nizek, in Erdo, cannot force the Leve to go to another city, to be down before the Beis Ava.
If they don't comply with it, then there is another shitta.
That Malve doesn't mean Dafke Malve. Eved Leve Lishmalve, not Dafke. Not Dafke Malve. It means Teveya. So Teveya needs consider. In other words, the Teveya has the schus to force the Nitva to go to another city. But the Nitva does not have the schus to force the Teveya. And then there is a Shittes Rishayni
in the mind of a person
that on the contrary, if it's not a litigation between a Malve and the Leve, so then even the Nitva can force the Teveya to go to another city. In other words, where do we distinguish between Teveya and Nitva? That's only if the Teveya is the Malve and the Nitva is the Leve. So Eved Leve Lishmal. The Leve is an eyes Meshuve to the Malve. Masheike, the Nitva is not the Leve.
Why should I tell him?
If the Nitva, let's say, is a Mazik, an alleged Mazik, an alleged Chevel, so then even the Nitva can force the Teveya.
Listen to him what he tells you to do. Go and worship idols, Hashem. It means aim it tightly. Listen to him and don't make an issue over it. Don't make any scandals.
So the Ram says like this.
A friend of you.
That's in the Ram. There's a very long Ram on that.
So he says in
the paragraph, it starts with the expression, so he says,
Because
there is complete parity between the two Balidini, the Teveya and Nitva. Only when the Teveya is a Malve And the Litva is a Leve, so Eved Leve Lishma. So in other words, so the Leve does not enjoy parity with the Malve. But if it's not, if the Validinim do not consist of Malve and Leve, but Chivo and Erval, Mazik and Izek, then there is complete parity. So even the Mad, the alleged Mazik, the alleged Chivel, can force the Nerbal, the alleged Nerbal and the alleged Nizek to go to another city, to be done before a Beis Halacha. That's one Avol Aramba, and he says, Mistab. So the Ram says about that Chita is Mistab. Avol Aramba, Mzal, because of the Gobel Hasanedrin, the Kula Tevim Dinin Kimal, the Kula Nidvoim Dinin Kalev. Didn't kill it. And that's the sheet of Moses. Like the Rambam. It's a distinction between Tevei Ani, not Malven Leib, but Tevei Ani. V'yikin it Aiki Yifre, then there's a Tretchi. V'yamre didavke Malver Yochel Halvis Alev Lebez Nagodol. Mishin Ebed Leib Nish Malve. Avon Shora Tevim. So even the Tevich, Kremazig, Nizik, Chivu, Nervo, Gizu, Nixel, in Echon, Mem, Yochel, Halles, Chavir, Lebi, Savah. So the Sheet of the Rani is, on the contrary, that this Chus of forcing the other Baldin, to go to be another city, even if they have to go, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael, and it is, and because in those days, so it wasn't like today, where 2 hours you can be, in any city. But so in those days, let's say, to go to the Savar, so was in Eretz Yisrael, so it meant a trip for a few days. So the Shita of the Rami is that there is a general, that there is a schus possessed by everybody to force the other Baldin to go to the Bisabad in the other city, no matter how far it is. But this chus is possessed by every Baldin, Tevei HaNitva, except by the Nitva Dalek. So the Nitva Dalek is the only Baldin who does not have this chus to force the other Baldin to go to another city.
So that's only
but every other Baldin, whether the Vea Nitva, as long as he is not a Nitva Eleve, so he has the schus to force the other Baldin. There's the Sheet of the Rambam. And then the Sheet of the Rambam is, which is the Sheet of Moshe Hasheni, that this schus is possessed by every Tevea, but it's not possessed by any Nitva. And then there is a shite, that this chus is possessed only by one part, by the Tevea Imam, but not by any other Tevea, and not by, of course, not by any, So they are three.
So you should mention that the Machese is also.
Alright.
But he doesn't mention that the Machese is also.
Alright.
It's
also mishmal. 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 Shebisuye shelo ipkiim bidin toro. Shelo ipkiim bidin toro. Hilka hafil leibe motze maaki. But the Chachomim say no.
So most Rishenim now,
from Rashi's Loshin, he doesn't emphasize here that they were appointed by the Tzibur to be arbitrators for the community. So it's mashma that he agrees with the pshat, the shita of Rav Ravdovi, not the shita of the Ram, because according to the Ram, so when do the Chachomim say that if one litigant chose a certain dayan of the Achoy Shebisuye as his dayan, so the other Baldin cannot reject him unless he can say that he's a Roshe, he's a Koran, but he cannot reject him simply on the basis that he's not a Lamdan, that he's not a Lamdan. So according to the Ram, so it's only if that Dain Achoy Shebisoye was himself appointed by the whole community, by the whole Jewish community, to serve as an as an arbitrator. But Mashenkin, if he wasn't appointed by the community, then Rashi Harav Rabdovi says no. Even if he wasn't, Himchu Rabbi Malei. So from Rashi's Roshni, it's mashma like Harav Rabdovi, because Rashi doesn't mention that Himchum Rabbi Malei. He just mentions Shalit Kim within Tayyar. Hilke Rabbi Malei and what's that? Bedine the Ravun of Rafriz, the Tamai, the Hadmoki, Void Maize Beer, the Mashma Dochadine. Yotzidin Emes, oh. So mitayich shel ze beyol yadayin yachol, ze beyol yadayin yachol, shnei beyol yadayin yachol, yitza dayin lamin. So, di tzayse baledini, di sobar achaye varayani be'atzmi berar piyo yachol, vi mo yoche lahape v'schusi o yamahapich, o yamahapich, vadayonim be'atzmo.
It means
Neicho Daiton, Lahavir Mishushneya, Mipnei She, Shneyem Bir. Now, what's the Pshat in Rashi?
The reason is why.
As a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes Shneya. I mean, what
kinds of what?
This cause, what liberties does the Nivra have?
A temptation of the Zohar. So.
Certainly, I mean, everybody agrees that the Nivra cannot serve as a lawyer for the litigant that chose. Because the Nivra is also a Dayan. So all the Lavim that apply to Dayan apply to a Dayan of Zablon, to a Nivra. If a Nivra takes money separately from his party, so he's even a Lavim of Sheikhah. So the Nivra is not a lawyer. There are no lawyers, Alpidin.
Poverty,
there are no lawyers. So the Nivra is a diet. So all the Shenim agree that all the Isurim and the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon a diet are also incumbent upon a diet of Zabu. But there is a Machlekes Rishenim as to whether the Dayan of Zablon, the one that was chosen, by one tzad, by the Tebeya or the Nitva, has he a right to be happier b'schusei of his tzad more than b'schusei of that tzad? Or he has to be completely impartial, and he shouldn't even try to be the happier b'schusei of his tzad more than b'schusei of that tzad. So now, what's the Lashon of Rashi? The Lashon of Rashi is Yitzhi Dinemes Lamite, the Tzaitse Baladini, the Sobar Achaiva, and the Be'atzmi Berati Oech. V'imo yoyoche lahapir b'schusi o yamahapir, v'adayonim be'atzmom neicho daiton lahapir b'schus shneyem, v'nei ששneyem b'ירה.
So that was... That was the wrong time after Matan Torah. That was already the Bayi Shevi. But the Gemara mentions it possibly, the Gemara mentions. That Bein Misyachad in Yimei.
Oh, now turn to the Rosh.
So how can it be based?
Meishte Dab de Ocha.
How can it be based?
There at the beginning, the first paragraph of the Shlishi of the Rosh. Meishte Dab de Ocha. Gemara, just write it. Gemara.
Another question.
Meishte Dab de Ocha. שכל אחד בלדינים בייל עדיין אחד ולא יום השיבו בין שניים שלישה אמר רב מה רוב משום רב זהירה מתריך שזה בייל עדיין אחד וזה בייל עדיין אחד ושניים בייל עדיין אחד היצדי להמיתי כשרשה והיצדי נמס להמיתי ניצאי זה בלדינים וסבר הרי אני בראותי אחד ואם הוא יוכל להפר בזכוסי הוא יום ההפיר ואני עם עצמו נייח להם להפר בזכוס שניים מפני ששניים בירבון מפני שיש חסר דעת. I mean, look at the expression. Chasir das he calls him. Mipnei sheish chasir das. Tein bidivrei Rashi. Umeidi mimenu. Sheadayin yesh li lahapir bizchusei shebira veinu mikimei. Lachpis bidvorim ashaloi kedin. Vinoagu kama anoshim bidivrei Elohem. Baal tarbulis. ונסלו מדברי רשי, שמשמע שיש לו להבין בזכוסי, ויכולי לו וחס, לא ידיק בקובי דבור, שכוסר, דיסברי הרי אני בירר, כי הוא סי וכך, שיהבין בזכוסי יש להם בזכוס האחר, ומתחסר, סייס לדיהם, אבל די עם עצמי חולי לו ללמצוא סבור לזכוסי, אם לא שאיר עלי דין גומו, אבל אם הוא יוכל להבין את חבר לקבל סורוסי, אבל בשביל מסוג לגבור, הרי זה בכלל מתי משפור. אבל מתך שזה בירי, מבין דבור ואשורי, ואם יש לי שום סצחוס, נעשה ונעשה עם חברי, וכן נעשה עדיין אחר לשני, נמצא לו נשע סחוס, ניסטר ונלם לשניהם, והשלישי שמאה מסה ומתן של שניהם, ומכריע ביניהם מצד המאמין. So the Rosh says that there are some Jews devoid of common sense who assumed that according to Rashi, so if a Dayan of Zablo is chosen, so when a Dayan of Zablo is chosen by one party, so that Dayan has the right to be mehaper bishusei of his client, more than bishusei of the other. In other words, that he can fulfill, that he has a right to fulfill the function of an attorney. What does an attorney do? An attorney is mehaper bishusei. I mean, a scrupulous attorney, so he's not going to make any false statements, but that's his job, to be mehapir b'schusei of his client. So he says, Cholila chas v'sholem, that according to Rashi, so the Dayan of Zablo, the Nivre, the one was chosen by a certain party, that he has the right to be mehapir b'schusei of his, of the one who chose him, more than bishusei of the other. So in other words, if he does, so he's even allowed of mat of hatis mishpat.
So it involves all kinds of
so problems. That in itself, to be mehapir bishusei, to be mehapir bishusei of one tzad more than the other, so that's an ibus mishpat.
So
that is an evil speech.
I was master then, and I was master.
So what does Rashi mean? So he says the Pshat in Rashi, and you'll see, as a matter of fact, it appears, I mean, that the Pshat in Rashi is the way the Rosh says. Die Zeise Baladinin, die Sober HaChayev, Hari Ani Ba'atzmi Bera'at Yechot, Vim Hoyo Yochel, Vehavio Vizchusi, Hoyo Mehapich, Vadayonim Bi'atzmom, Neicho Daiton Lehapir Vizchushneyem, לפני ששניהם בירר. So Rashi doesn't say מהפיר בזכוסי of one as against the other. חס ושולם. What it means is, you see, because many times one of the litigants is not such an iceberg. So it might be natural for the Dayonim to unconsciously prejudiced against the person who is not such a nice person. Against the body. I mean, it is only natural. Unconsciously, he might become prejudiced. Because he knows that person is not a nice person, is not an ethical person. So he might become prejudiced. So, by selecting the best of Zablo, some melee, the Dayan, who was chosen by a certain by one of the litigants, so he'll be on guard, and he'll be mechazik himself, not to become prejudiced against the litigant that chose him, even though he knows that this litigant is not a nice person. So what will be the result? What will be the result of that? That each Dayan will be unbiased and will be objective. But Chas v'Sholem, that one Dayan should feel justified in being the happier bishusei of one more than in bishusei of the other.
So his son does not.
But the advantage that is derived from a bishusei of the law is that in as much as each son chooses a dayan, so melee the dayanim themselves will be on guard. the Bayonim themselves will be on guard, I mean, to be completely objective and to disregard, I mean, the ethical qualities of one litigant vis-a-vis the other. But Chas V'Sholem, that the dying chosen by one litigant should try to favor, I mean, should be interested, you know, in finding a cheshmishpet, you know, a shite that will favor his son. And if he does try, let's say, if he does try to find the shite that will favor his son, so then that in itself is a nivus mishpet. That's what the Rosh says. So what's and he says that to Pshat and Rashi. Now let's see what the Ram says.
What's the Pshat? Are we really standing before? What is it? We're not there, Rashi. The answer is this. Yichud is an Issa. As I said before, Yichud is an Issa. It applies to the Pshat and the Hanoim, to the Divinity, to everybody. It's an Issa like all other Issa. Whatever the reason is the reason is not the good for Issa. It's an Issa like all Issa. But what does Yichud mean? Yichud does not mean just the fact that a man is together with a woman alone in the room. That's not Yichud. Yichud means privacy of seclusion. That's what Yichud, by definition, what Yichud means. So when is it considered privacy? When is it considered that if he alone with a woman in the room?
So in the Ram there are two issues. I mean, it's Kedusha Ram,
there is an attraction. He's attracted.
So, the second line in the second column.
It's considered privacy. So, even.
So, Avul in Lema, she yadayim acher shebirale, mi hapir bischusi yisam bischus chaveh. Vivisheshneim, that's impossible. Vivisheshneim tschichim lahamid biyesha lishneim. So, one cannot be more disposed towards one than towards the other.
Because of values, because of marriage.
Oyev shalema, shadvoik mashmo. So, in other words, so what's the pshat? So, what's the pshat? So, the first portion of the Rav is. That is not that each Nivrea will be happy of his son more than to the other. So Mimele, there will be and then there is Sholim. So each one will get. Will be treated
so
just really, because each dying will fight to be for his son, and then the Sholish will be the Machia. So he says that's impossible. That's inconceivable. Because he died, because he died has to be completely impartial. So
no
even the diet that was chosen by one of the litigants, he also has to be completely impartial. So what's the pshat? So that means that the Balevinim will feel the justice will be administered. Because each Baldi knows,
so
he has a dying who fights for it. That's what he thinks. So the Balevinim will think that his dying will fight for him. So Mele, there will be Tzais Elidine, and it will be Yitzadin
Lamite.
But not that the dying himself in his heart might try to favor one as against the other. That will be a Nivus Adin. He has to be impartial,
very, very unusual.
So he says, Avlele mashi yadayim leechot shibirali mahapu besuzim saveo. Livshishneim tzchich lamid yishal lishneim. Et tzedek mishkudam nisecho. So what halacha is implicit in the tzedek mishkudam nisecho? That he has to be mashu eshneim. He has to treat both equally. Not to be mahapu besuzim of one as against the other. Then there's another lotion. Oy Yerushalayim, she'advoin k'mashmo, she'ze she'bir ha'teveya yehafich kol s'chusei b'chol ma she'efshir. V'ze she'bir ha'nitva yehafich kol s'chu she'yochel l'nitva. V'yilochamu b'neyem, v'chol echod v'echod yidel ha'veirei. Ho emes, ki cholilu lehem l'chasi s'chus ha'veirei, im nir emes l'fidaitei. V'achar ze'a v'kuach ha'amiti, she'kol echod yidel emes l'ha'veirei, יצא הדין לעמיתי, ושימי אחד יסקעת מיסרות זה, יובה השליש ויחיד. So the second pshat, says, no, that the dayan chosen by a certain tzad has the right to be mehaper b'shusei, but he has to be mehaper b'shusei in his faith. In other words, there are two ways of being mehaper b'shusei. I mean, there is one way, that of being mehaper b'shusei when the person in good faith tries to find the schus of his son. And he doesn't try to conceal anything. He doesn't try to overlook anything. So in other words, but he tries to find out. He tries very hard to find out the schus of his son, of his litigant, the one that chose. So that is allowed. And Mimele, so each diet, will do his utmost in finding out in his judgment to find out the truth of his son.
As I said before,
so then, and they'll mention it. So of course, and the other Dayan will do his utmost in finding the truth of his son. So then, with the Sholish being the Machia, so then justice will be administered. But Chas V'Sholem, even according to the second one, Chas V'Sholem, that one should overlook something. And in other words, he has in good.
But
the second Lashon only in the Rambam says that each Nivra has the right to do his utmost in finding the Tzachus of his son. But he's not allowed to overlook. In other words, if he knows that there is no Tzachus in his son, but he doesn't mention it, let's say he sat on the, there is one fact that no one knows. So he has to tell it to the other lady. And if he's not, if he doesn't tell it to the other lady, so then he's not a Sadiq. That's true even according to the second Lashon in the Ram. That the machlitzer between the two Lishenes is whether the dying that was chosen by a certain tzad has the right to be mehapi chmo b'shusei of his sudden death. So according to the first Lashon, no.
So they should ask.
According to the first motion, no. But according to the second motion, yes. According to the second motion, yes. That's the only. Now, so the first motion is in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh. The second motion is in accordance with the Shita of the Rozavua. The Rozavua says that each Dayan has the right, not only has the right, but he should. I mean, though, Leum Kedidine, and to find the Tzatzchus, but he should do it in good faith, not Chas V'Sholem to overlook anything. The moment he finds out that there is no Tzchus, and the other Dayan doesn't know about it, so he is mechuyev to tell. That's true according to everybody. So I mean, of course, it goes without saying that all the lavim of Shechar and Divus Adin, so that applies to the Dayanim of Zablo as it applies to any other day. But there is a machlokes b'shem. So there is a machlokes actually between the Rosh and the Ozawah Sanhedrin. But the Ram has two lishenes. So the first lashon in the Ram is like the Rosh, and the second lashon in the Ram is like the Shita of the other one.
But if he doesn't feel any attraction, so then it's not considered yichud. So in the Chname, kedem anshiknes zakdei lo, there was an isa yichud midrais. But
now let's see the thesis. There is no machlekes in din between Rashi and thesis, but just in the pshat of the Gemara. Because according to Rashi, so there are two Havamin explanations of the Mishnah. The first Havamin explanation was that the Be'er Le'echot is a Be'er Le'echot, which the Be'er Le'echot means that each Dayan, that each son has the right to demand that he should choose three Dayan. The other son should choose three Dayan. And then that these V6, according to Chachamim, we choose three more. So then the Din Torah will be handled by nine.
So
that was the first. Then the second Avamina of the Gemara was the Pshat and the Mishnah is. Let's say, he chooses a bezin. So even though they are bezin of lomdim of gmir, so the nitva can say, no, another bezin. Another bezin.
So but
of lomdim. Another bezin. So then it has to be resolved by a bezin that are mutzel mishnei adon. That was the second happening. Then the final one of the Gemara is the Mishnah is that Yitzhak chooses a Dayan and then a Machia is chosen.
So, but he doesn't
mean that he's not the highest. Pirish HaKuntres, the Mashma, the Leve, Tes, Geitza, Ze Beirea. Is this the right
one?
Is the right one?
But not.
The Mashal, just finish the thesis. The Mashal of the Tesk is Zebel of Beznachod Ari Zegimu, Zebel is Nachod Ari Shisho, Ushneim Bel of Beznachia is a test. Uloch Mitame, Bitlotis Agim, Lui Nire, Sharmashmoy Salosh Nenekane, Dim Kane, Havali Lahaksh, Behedio, Gufi Kashisha Save, Amadim Momnes Vishleisho, Al Gimu Sagi, for the combat of the Torah test. Nearly that Vitrilo Yedir Moshim before Shakane. She is a pace of business of Havere, with a pace of business of Havere, for Yoshu Kim Gimu Acheno, Kilkomar Antari, to the Pori Helmish, so that it's well as according to Rashi. There were two Havamines, explanations in the Gemara, which are rejected. So according to Tesis, there is only one Havamine explanation in the Gemara. And that is, what was the Havamine explanation in the Mishneh? The Havamine explanation in the Mishneh is that if the Tevea chooses a person of three, so then the Nitva can reject these three and demand other three. So then they have to submit to a determination by Bezin that is Merutzel Mishnei Azot. That's the only Havamin explanation. There is no other Havamin explanation. So the Pshat, the is Pshat like this. So the Gemara, there was only one Havamine. That the Pshat and the Mishnah is that if the Tevea, that if one Baldin is barely based on three, so the other Baldin can reject them and demand that the Torah should be handled by another based on three. So then they must submit to a determination by based on Mishnah. Sorry. But at the beginning, the Gemara assumed that the Pshat and the Mishnah is that the regular procedure is that way. In other words, whenever there is a litigation between two litigants, so the regular procedure is that one chooses a bezin of three, and then
again
the other tzad rejects this bezin and suggests another bezin. So they keep on arguing. Is this bezin good? Is that bezin good? And the only solution is by submitting to a determination by Bezna Muzlishne Azari. In other words, it has to follow that approach all the time. That's strange. That's ridiculous. So, Maizabil Echazabil Echaz. In other words, it always, that's the regular procedure. First, one tzad suggests one bet, and that is rejected by the other tzad.
I mean, the priest.
The other tzad suggests another bet. So, it's rejected by the person. So then they keep on arguing until they finally come to an agreement as to the bezin hamrutzel shnei azdonim. I mean, this is a ridiculous approach. So then the Gemara is kashe. Ma'ase bi'ol echod is a bi'ol echod.
So what does it mean?
Why
so there's no attraction, no attraction.
Why such a cumbersome roundabout way of handling the litigation?
So
the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that that's the approach that has to be adapted at the very outset. If it just happened that one Baldin suggested one Bezeh, and then it was rejected, and the other Baldin suggests another Bezeh, so the only way to determine the case would be by both submitting to a best number. If it happened that one side suggested war and it was rejected by the other, not that it has to be, that this procedure has to be followed up. I mean, what is it to follow up that approach? So So that is rejected. So it's rejected as a shot in the mission. But how about the etzem aloche? Does a baldin have a schus? Does a baldin have a schus to demand that the Torah should be handled by the blow of night?
From one end of the crown.
Does
the other end of the crown.
So there is a very big. Now, this is it was a Havamine in the
golden scepter.
But that was rejected. According to this, it wasn't even a Havamine. So the question is, does the Baldin have his schus
for one
to demand
who had
a Zablovna?
A certain
Zablovna. So the Ramban Chumash, Dvorim, Aleph, chapter Aleph. Not of one and one and another one
in their head.
But there can be a blow of two and two and another one. So it will be five. Or a blow of three and three and another one. So it will be nothing. And the Ramo passed on the Tlaloch in Simeon. So what was the Pshat? What was the Havamin of Yimor in the Mishneh? So the Ramban Chumash says
they have
that it's true. And the Ramban says it in his Perush and Chumash in Dvorim Aleph, Posik Yud Veis. And he also says that in Chidushi Ramban, and Bubasre Daf Kusam Samrai. So now there will be such a thing as is a blow of five and is a blow of nine. Is a blow of nine. In other words, if they demand it.
So
it doesn't have to be that way, and usually it's not that way.
Why?
Usually it's a blow of one, one and one, and a third one. But there can be a blow of two and two, and the fifth one, and also it's a blow of nine.
He can run.
So the Ramban mentions now. The Ramban mentions is a blow of two and two, and the fifth one. But other poski mention it. This, I mean, is a blow of nice. When so it's three and three and more, and three more. It has to be a best in Shinshoku. You see,
major operation.
It couldn't be two and two and two, so then it will be best in Shinshoku. So it's two and two and one, so it's five. Or three and three and three. So it's nine. So that's the chiddush of the Ramban.
That the spleen of a person could be removed without any pain. Without anything. Cookie cup is raglayim, that means that a certain piece of flesh was removed, and that made them capable of stepping upon thorns and thistles without being injured. All right. Loyalboli susim. So Melech, this is special love by Melech, is not allowed to be Malbe Susi, but only Kidim Akafte, as much as is necessary for his chariots וחסב איזור לא יעב אלוי מעיד, אלו כדי ליטין אספניה. בורדת מן אספניה, שכח היוליס, בידי שונו בשונו, הנכנוסים והייצים ממי, כל השון. So that is allowed. וכסף לא יסיבתרו לשמוי, ייצא למלחומו, כסף לא יסיבתרו לשמוי, so the lotion of Mishni is וכסף לא יסיבתרו לשמוי. In other words, it has to be written because there is a special mitzvah of Melech, as Melech. So that Sivatoro has to be written for him either by himself or by Sefer who is made his shliach to write it for him as Melech. Yeitzel Mulchomo Moitzio Yime, Nichnas Sumachnisa Yime, Yeshe Bidin Yime, Meisafikinegde, Shenema. והויסו ימי ויקורו בו כל ימי חי. נאו, תון רבון, לא יעבו לסוסי, יוכל אפילו כדי מרקפתי ופרושו, that he is not allowed to have סוסי that he needed for his chariot. תלמוד לא ימה, לא יעבו לסוסי, לא ינים בהרבה, אבל מרבה הוא כדי רירבה ופרושו. So whatever is needed for his chariot, so that is muta. Hoam nimikayim susim, susim abatlon. In other words, if he keeps susim that he doesn't need, they are idle. I mean, they are not used in his chariots. But the susim that are used constantly in his chariots, so that is muta. That doesn't come within the law. Minayim shafilu susechot v'ubotel shubli arbe. But how do we know that if he had once idle sus, that is not needed for his child, that is even allowed. Talmud leima liman harbe sus. ויעבלי סוסים ויושב אזור מצרימו למנהר בסוס ודשמו מלוכם ויסוסיפון לא שוב בדרך הזה. So למנהר בסוס לא שיוכי מאחר ומנהי שפלו סכות ובוטל שבליער ותמלים מנהר בסוס איבמון סוס תדעי וכמי אחר תאפלו סוסכות ובוטל כוי בליער בסוסים נומל. So why does it use Lashon Rabbi? Laver b'leise se al kol sus visus. To be eiver an leise se an every sus. That's why it says susim. Time because of Rachmon Eloi. Holav v'chzad oetz. So if someone has one idle sus, over and above what is needed for his chariot, so he's able once to laugh. If he has two idols to see, over and above what he needs for his chariot, so he's able to laugh. The same laugh.
Shita of Rav Rebdovi. According to the Rav Rebdovi,
so that's how we know
it's not that kibisavah.
He needs for his
but
chariot.
Any bigger bez.
So
any bigger bez.
Is muta.
So, I mean, according to Rav Rav Dovid, sorry, according to Rav Rav Dovid, so it's Daf Kibbutz Havach, it's Daf Kibbutz Havach, where is the Kibbutz Chachom. According to Rambam, it's not Daf Kibbutz Havach, but any bigger verse. Now, so, how does the Rambam explain the Gemara? I mean, the Havamim Gemara. So it's a little strange in the explanation. On the Hava Minah, the Gemara. Now the Gemara's Hava Minah was that the Mishnah tells us, "Jezeh Beir Lebez Nechod, Mizeh Beir Lebez Nechod, Shneim Beir Leid Echod." So according to the Ramban, Bisavad doesn't mean Dafke Bisavad, but it means any bigger bezin. So the Pshat in the Mishnah, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that when the Mishnah says Zebeli Achod, if the Malvelati chose one bezin, a bezin mumche, and then the other the Levi said, so the Malve chose a bezin mumchim in his city, in their city. So the Levi said, no, I don't want this city, but I want that we should go to a bigger bezin in another city. So in another city. So well, even though the Levi is the one who rejects the bezin mumchim chosen in this city. And he demands that they should go to another city to a bigger bezin. So he has that choice.
I wouldn't know that it's
Mutter. So what does it mean? So Ushneir in Beirin Lei Eidechot? Shem Eidechot means that they have to agree to a certain bezin. So it's not, so the Pshat of the Mishnah is not, so the Mishnah doesn't say that they have to agree to a bezin that is acceptable to both, but that the Levi can force the Malve to go to a bigger bed than others. So why does the Mishnah say Shneim Beirin Lei Eidechot? Shneim Beirin Lei Eidechot? So in other words, so El Beirin Bezin Shi Yitzratz Mishneir. So the Pshat is this. In other words, the Levi can force the Malve to go to another city, no matter how far it is. Let's say it'll take them a week to get to the other city where there is a bigger base. So the Levi can force the Malve, and the Malve is very unhappy to sustain that hardship to go to a distant place, to a bigger base in another city. So Mimele, he'll be pressured to agree to the business in this city that the Levi will approve.
But let's see,
even though the best in that city the Levi suggests is not bigger than the one suggested by the Malveh. So actually it means that if the Malveh suggests the best mumchim in his city, and the Levi says, no, let us go to a bigger bezin in another city, so the Levi can board the Malve. But if the Malve doesn't want, so the Malve will have to succumb to the Levi, and they'll have to agree to a bezin in this city suggested by the Levi.
So there are two pshat in the Rama.
Even though that bezin is not bigger than the one suggested by the Malve.
He's allowed
but this is contrary to what the Rambam says. So Malva, I believe, came from Israel.
He's allowed to
have. He do Rabbi So the Rabban explains that here we are dealing with a case where there is no best mumchim in this city.
So very simple.
So the Malve says, let us submit our litigation to the Achoy Shebisoy.
He has to have
the Achoy Shebisoy. That's not like an arbitration board that was chosen by the Tzibur to act as an arbitration board. So the Malve says, let us submit our case to the Achoy Shebisoy, the bezin of the Achoy Shebisoy in our city. So the Levi says, now let us. So the Levi says, no, let us go
to
a mumchim in another city. So then the Levi has that zchus.
Every place he wants with his
mishpocha. When does Rav Lezer say that the Levi does not have the zchus? That is, if the Malve wants that he should litigate the matter before a bezin mumchim. But if the Malve demands that he should litigate the matter before a bezin that are not zmirat, achoy shebisoye, then the Levi certainly has this the schus to be given the malve to go to another city to litigate it before Bez Mumchin. Before Bez Mumchin. But the malve will be very unhappy to make the trip, so the malve can be pressured into agreeing to a Bez that is not Mumchin. In this city. So it will be in Mehutzalishne.
So
I mean, this is how the Ramban explains it. It's very strange, but this is how he explains it.
Suppose he wants to have horses in case, let's say, the horses
Umitarzin, ki do amar abhechene bachoy shebisoye. Hochanan, klima. Mas this diktor nishne bili dechot. Di mashba shein ki yavim maote. Litris abreve shebira leive. Haime davki bachoy shebisoye. Shein yish vikonis. Wenn im Ruhm Bosse, wie ich in den Ruhm, in Ruhm Alehem, in Ruhm, 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 before the Dachoy, in Ruhm, 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 in
Ruhm,
in Ruhm, in Ruhm, in Ruhm,
in Ruhm,
aber wie ich in Ruhm, in Ruhm, in
Ruhm, in Ruhm,
but the Mishnah says, who Shnei Ben Leidachot, so that means they have to choose a Bez Mumchin. So that means that's the other alternative. In other words, the Malka will say, I don't want, who can go to that distant city? So then the Levi said, well, it's just too bad if you refuse to go to that distant city. So then you have to agree to the Bez Mumchin in this city that I suggest. You don't like it, so you'll have to go. You'll have to go out for yourself. Now, this is how the Ramban explains. The Rav David, according to Rav David, so that even the Malve can only force the Leve to go to Bisabas, but not just to a bigger bed. So how does the Rav David explain the Gemara? So the Rav David says that the Gemara here, the Havamin of the Gemara, did not apply the Mishnah to the case where the Leve wants to go to another city.
But,
by the way, if, let's say, the Malve chooses one bed, demands that it should be litigated before a certain bed, let's say Bez Mumchin, and then Vize Beirle Bez Necho.
But in other words, he wants to have two horses.
And the Leve says, no, because if he wants to go, I want to litigate it before another Bez Mumchin in the same city, which is equally competent as the Bez Yumesh. So in other words, so the Leve has the right to say, I don't want to submit to the Bez you mentioned. Why should you impose your choice upon me? So I want to impose my choice upon you? You want that it should be handled by the Bez Mumchin that you mentioned. So I say, let it be handled by the Bez Mumchin in the same city that I mentioned. Now the question is, according to Rabbi Tobi, what Chayecha says Rabbi here, because even the Malve could only force the Leve to go to Bisabat, but not to another Bez. And here, according to Havamin of Gemara, so the Leve can force the Malve, I mean that it should be handled by another Bez, and that couldn't be done. But if we follow the Lomdes of Chabalezer, now what's the Lomdes? Lomdes says, So that means that the Malvis rights are superior.
The Torah
that the Malvis under certain circumstances has the schools to impose his choice upon the Levi. But the Levi does not have the keyah to impose his choice upon the Malvi. Why? Because Eved Levi Lishmal. Eved Levi Lishmal. But that does not mean that Eved Levi Lishmal that the Malvi can arbitrarily, unreasonably impose his choice upon the Levi. And tell that because according to Abraham David, so even the Malvi can only say to the Levi, I want that it should, which that this case should, this litigation should be handled by the Beis Abad. The Beis Abad is very far, we'll have to walk a few days. But suppose he says, I want it to be handled by bigger places, an outstanding person in a distant city, not the Beis Abad, that he cannot do. Why? Because the Malve, too, evidently will Ishmael. But evidently will Ishmael only implies that the Malve can impose his choice of best upon the Leve if his choice is reasonable. So it's a reasonable demand that the litigation should be handled by the Beis Abad, by the kibbutz of the Chachma Yisrael. It's a reasonable demand. But when the Malve says, well, let us walk 5 days to a distant city because there we have a Bezdin that is a little bigger than the Bezdin city, then it's not a reasonable demand. In other words, the Levi should sustain such a hardship, expenses, just to have the case handled by a Bezdin that is bigger than this. It's not reasonable. But where the Malvi demands that he should go to a distant place, the Beis Abad, then it's a reasonable demand. It's a logical demand, it's a reasonable demand. So, but the longest is that the Malvi has a schus over the Levi in imposing his choice upon the Levi. For the Levi cannot impose his choice upon the Malvi. But when can he impose if the demand, if the choice is reasonable? So but if it's not reasonable, now. So where he demands now? So whether it's reasonable or not depends whether there is a great hardship or not. So if it's Beis Abad, so even though there is a great hardship involved in going to a distant city, it's still reasonable. If it's not, if it's just a bigger base, not Beis Abad, it's not the kibbutz of the Chachma Yisrael. So there, it's not a reasonable demand in light of the hardship that it involves. But suppose the Malve says, now the Levi suggests, let's say a certain verse, there is oil. A person of the Israel. So the Malve says, no, I want the case to be handled by a person that is equally competent in the same city. So it doesn't involve any hardship for the Levi. So following up the longness of Rabbi Lezer, that the Malve can impose his choice upon the Levi, but the Levi not upon the Malve. So we see that the Malve can impose his choice. But when we say Davki Bisavad, it doesn't mean that the schus is only to demand that it should be handled by Bisavad. But it's special halacha Bisavad. But the answer is the Malve can impose his choice upon the Levi in regard to the identity of the person if the demand is reasonable. So when is the demand reasonable? If the Malve demands of the Levi that he should sustain hardship and expenses for the purpose of litigating before the Beis Abad. But if it's just for the purpose of litigating before it, a bigger person, then it's not a reasonable demand in light of the hardship that this involves. But where the Malve would impose this demand in respect to a person that is in the same city, who doesn't involve hardship, then it's reasonable even though it's not reasonable. As long as he's as competent as the person suggested by the Levi. Now, so in this but in this Mishnah it appears according to Hava Mineh that even if the Malve suggests that the matter should be handled by Bez Mukhim in the city, so the Levi had the schus to impose his choice upon the Malve and say, you want that it should be handled by this Bez Mukhim, I want that it should be handled by another Bez Mukhim that is equally competent. So that means that according to the Hava Mineh's Pshat in the Mishneh, the Malve does not have any superior rights in the choice of the Bez Mukhim. So we see that the Torah is over the border.